It is 6 o'clock on August 2024, 6 p.m. I'm calling Iowa City Council former meeting in order. Roll call, please.
Alter?
Here.
Burgess?
Here.
Dunn?
Here.
Harmson?
Here.
Moe?
Here.
Saleh?
Yes.
Teague?
Here.
Okay. Now I'm going to go to item one. It is item two, second consent agenda. May I have a motion? First, I think we need.
Is it a motion to?
You want to pull out?
Do I pull out first?
Is that how it works?
How it work to pull out first?
I would like to pull out item 6, C, traffic control on Russell Drive.
6C. Okay, I would like to have a motion to approve the consent agenda, item 2 to 6, with taking 6C out.
Okay. So moved, Alter.
Second, Mo.
Second by Alter, and no.
Moved by Alter.
Moved by Alter, second by Mo.
Yeah.
Okay, and now public discussion?
None.
Anyone online? None online. Council discussion on the consent agenda.
I simply wanted to pull it out because this is a section in the South District that goes to Alexander and is pretty well traversed. And there, since there's a traffic change, I want folks to know about it and to talk about it a little bit. So I don't really have any more than that, other than that the yield signs are going to turn to stop signs. So that's a really big thing for that road. Is there a sense of a timeline on that?
Well, we've got the consent calendar.
We're going to discuss it.
Oh, right. Later. I am so sorry. Moz was looking at me.
No, right now I'm just saying like any discussion on the consent agenda.
Right, my bad.
If there is none, roll call, please.
Alter?
Yes.
Burgess?
Yes.
Dunn?
Yes.
Harmson?
Yes.
Moe?
Yes.
Salih?
Yes.
Teague?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0. Okay, now we are going to public comment.
And Mayor Pro Tem.
We need to discuss item 6C that being pulled by.
Yes, and so I just will restate.
I'm sorry. You need to have a motion and a second, and then.
Sorry.
Yeah. Can we have a motion to move item 6C?
So moved, Harmson.
Second.
And. Any one you can discuss.
Okay. Now, I will simply, first of all, let me say Mayor Teague makes it look so easy. Second of all, I just want to reiterate that this is about a section of street going to Alexander that's moving from yield signs to stop signs. And so my question is whether there's a timeline already planned.
I can jump in and take that. It typically takes about 2 weeks for us to install the sign, weather permitting. So roughly, that's what you should expect.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. I was preparing myself without taking anything from the consent agenda. So let us go to item 7, which is community common.
Okay. Well, we need a vote, Mayor Pro Tem.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve item number 6C?
I think we have the motion second. I think if there's no other discussion, we can go right to roll call.
Right to the vote.
Yes, ma'am.
Burgess?
Yes.
Dunn?
Yes.
Harmson?
Yes.
Moe?
Yes.
Salih?
Yes.
Teague?
Yes.
Alter?
Yes.
Okay, motion approved 6-7-0. And now, public comment. And this is only in-person comment. I'm not going to allow no one online, and we will be allowing community public to speak on this item or any item that is not on the agenda, and please keep your comment to 3 minutes.
Hey, good to see all of you, or a few of you, actually a lot of you missing. You know, some things in the world aren't fair as I see it. Why is it that, you know, during the Miss Universe contest that the winner always comes from Earth? You know, that always strikes me as kind of odd. What about the other planets in the universe, right? Now, that may not be such a useful question, maybe. I don't know. It's just the type of question you ask when you're a kid, right? Your kids ask these questions. My kids ask these questions. But then there are other questions that may be more important. Like, for instance, why is it that we get to bomb, invade, change regimes, get rid of leaders, meddle in elections all over the world with our tax dollars without even voting on such? No proposals of war. Without even a vote. But we have 72% of our country wants national health care, and we can never get that. We don't seem to get it, even though we want it, but we don't get it. A lot of people in Iowa City, they vote Democrat. I never vote a Republican. But even when the Democrats are voted in, they always say, we're going to do all this good stuff. But instead, we bomb, we invade, we meddle in elections, we get rid of leaders, but we don't get national health care. We don't get affordable housing. We don't get raised minimum wage. We don't get a maximum wage. And right now, I mean, we're involved in so many things. We're meddling in Venezuela. We're bombing in Syria and Yemen. We are arming an apartheid state in Israel. Destroying lives in Gaza. We are arming a fascist rogue state in Kiev in Ukraine to attack its other side of Ukraine in Russia. Yet, we want the basic things for ourselves here. We don't want to bomb anybody. I don't want to bomb anybody. I vote. I pay taxes. I want to do good things. So why, if 72%, for instance, want national health care, and the same percentage doesn't want to arm Israel or Kiev or do other things in Syria, why is it we only get that and we don't get what we want? Well, the city council is connected. Locally, we're connected. And I think that we think of ourselves as a liberal city, right? Liberal town, whatever that might mean. Well, maybe we'll get Kamala Harris. Whatever we get, we should demand that we get the stuff we need and we stop bombing and invading other countries. And thank you so much for your time.
Anyone from the public would like? Okay, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Charlie Nusser. I'm with Hand Jewelers in Iowa City. I just want to comment and say thank you to all of you who are at least reconsidering the decision, whatever the outcome may be. I think that speaks a lot towards all of you. Also, just want to make my point quickly about, you know, metrics, which I completely agree with. Metrics are a great thing. I believe it was brought up that, you know, one of the metrics could be businesses going out of business, unfortunately. You know, waiting enough time to see what metrics are can lead to businesses going out of business, and just wouldn't want to see that. So thank you.
Hi, my name is Amy Woodburn. I don't know if this is the right time to speak. I'm just speaking in regards to the parking downtown Iowa City. Is this not the right time to bring up that issue?
I think it's the right time.
Yeah. Okay, that is wonderful. So I've been a part of the downtown business for 31 years now, and the parking issue that is going on is, I think, creating a lot of chaos and a lot of difficulty for people that are working very hard to support their families and keep businesses going. And I was wondering if any of you have any ideas of a way that we could make parking more accessible, make the $3 an hour that it just went up to become more reasonable, to make it more accessible to elderly people that want to come dine in our restaurants. Like I said, I've been working downtown for 31 years. I bring a bag of coins every day to work with me, so that when people come in and they don't understand the parking system and they want to park on the street, I just say, I gotcha. And so I bring my money in and I go out and I plug their meters. And then sometimes people get really confused and they don't understand and they don't have the coins. They don't understand the app. I don't understand the app. And even the credit card swipe, sorry, the system that is installed is subpar. I work downtown every day. The system is not really that great. So I'm just thinking that it's really driving people out of downtown to come dine and shop. And I'm friends with a lot of owners downtown Iowa City. And I think there should be a way that we could make it more practical, affordable for people to enjoy downtown Iowa City. For instance, you can park downtown Des Moines for $1 an hour. You can park in Cedar Rapids, some places for 50 cents an hour. You can park in Ames for 50 cents an hour if you park 10 hours, or $1 an hour. Why is Iowa City $3 an hour to park downtown if you just want to have lunch at these wonderful restaurants and wonderful shops? So I was wondering if anybody had any thought on why that's happening. And maybe you could reach out to some of these business owners downtown, like all of us work downtown, you know? And why is this happening? So I don't know if this is time that you can give a response. Or
actually, no, we don't engage. On
I don't know. I've never done this before. I'm obviously kind
Thank
of nervous. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else? I think now I'm going to close the public comment. Do we do the hammer or no?
Just go on to item 8.
Yeah. Okay. Item 8 is planning and zoning matter. Item 8A, rezoning 1215 Camp Cardinal Road, and an ordinance conditionally rezoning approximately 5.01 acres of land located at 1215 Camp Cardinal Road from interim development single family residential IDRS zone to low density single family residential RS5 zone. And this is the second consideration, but the staff is requesting expedited action. May I have a motion to waive the second consideration?
So moved.
Moved by Alter.
Second.
Second by Mo.
I move that the rule requiring that ordinances must be considered and voted on for passage at two council meetings prior to the meeting at which it is to be finally passed be suspended. That the first consideration and vote be waived.
Second.
Should it be second?
No, you move it. Second by?
I haven't finished.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's how you move it, I think.
Yes. That the first consideration and vote be waived, and that the ordinance be given second consideration and vote at this time.
Thank you. Second. Okay, move by Alter. Second by Mo. Public discussion on this item. Okay, council discussion.
None.
Okay, roll call, please.
Dunn?
Yes.
Harmson?
Yes.
Mo?
Yes.
Sully?
Yes.
Teague?
Yes.
Alter?
Yes.
And Burgess?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0. And now can I have a motion to pass and adopt?
So moved, Mo.
Moved by Mo?
Second, Harmson.
Second by Harmson. Roll call, please.
Harmson?
Yes.
Mo?
Yes.
Sully?
Yes.
Teague?
Yes.
Alter?
Yes.
Burgess?
Yes.
Dunn?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0. Item 8B, rezoning 225 North Dubuque Road. An order rezoning approximately 7 acres of property located at 2255 North Dubuque Road from Office Research Park, ORP zone, to neighborhood public P1 zone, and this is all second consideration. May I have a motion to waive? The staff also required is to the expedited action. I guess need a motion to waive the second consideration.
So moved. I move that the rule requiring the ordinances must be considered and voted on for passage at two council meetings prior to the meeting at which it is to be finally passed be suspended. That the first consideration and vote be waived, and that the ordinance be given second consideration and vote at this time.
Second, Mo.
Okay, moved by Alter, second by Mo. Public discussion? Council discussion? Roll call, please.
Mo?
Yes.
Salih?
Yes.
Teague?
Yes.
Alter?
Yes.
Burgess?
Yes.
Dunn?
Yes.
Harmson?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0. And now I would like a motion to pass and adopt.
So moved, Mo.
Moved by Mo.
Second.
Second by Alter. Roll call, please.
Salih?
Yes.
Teague?
Yes.
Alter?
Yes.
Burgess?
Yes.
Dunn?
Yes.
Harmson?
Yes.
Mo?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 7-0. Now we're going to the regular former agenda. Item 9A, Water System and West Water System King Deposit and Fee. Ordinance amended Title 3 entitled Finance, Taxation and Fee. Chapter 4 entitled Schedule of Fee, Rate, Charge, Bond, Fine, and Penalties. And I'm going to open the public hearing. And we have our staff, Ron, to lead us through this.
Good evening, Mayor Pro Tem and Council. Ron Kanucky, Public Works Director. In the past, the Water Division has reviewed and approved administratively the fees charged for water meters, water taps, water meter connections, and usage. And the Wastewater Division has reviewed and approved administratively the fees charged for testing services and sand load disposal. With the latest review of the fees, and to be more transparent, staff has determined these fees should be listed in the schedule of fees. These are fees that are already being charged, and this ordinance will add them to the list of fees in the city code. There is an increase in the water tap and water meter fees, but this is due to an increase in material and meter costs. And these fees were last updated in November of 2021. Thank you for your consideration.
Any questions, Ron? Okay, public discussion. Anyone in the public would like to speak on this item? I don't see no one in line. Okay, I will close the public hearing. And now, may I have a motion to give first consideration?
So moved, Mo.
Seconded, Teague.
Moved by Mo, second by Teague. Council discussion. I see no one. Roll call, please.
Teague?
Yes.
Alter?
Yes.
Burgess?
Yes.
Dunn?
Yes.
Harmson?
Yes.
Mo?
Yes.
Salih?
Yes. Motion passes 7-0. Item 9B, ordinance prohibited on street parking within 10 feet of a yield sign. An ordinance amended Title 9 entitled Motor Vehicles and Traffic, Chapter 4 entitled Parking Regulation, Section 1 entitled Parking Prohibited in a Specific Place by prohibiting parking within 10 feet of the yield sign. And this is the first consideration. May I have a motion to give a first consideration?
So moved, Harmson.
Second, Mo.
Moved by Harmson, second by Mo. Staff, now I think King Swanson, yeah.
Good evening, Mayor Pro Tem, Council. Kent Ralston, Transportation Planner. Currently, the city code prohibits on-street parking within 10 feet of a stop sign or a traffic signal. The reason for the prohibition is, of course, so that cars parking at these locations don't interfere with the motorist visibility of said stop sign or traffic signal. And while the same principle should apply equally to yield signs, they do not currently have the same protection in the city code, so you can park within 10 feet of a yield sign currently. That said, vehicles parking beneath yield signs have recently become problematic in several locations around town, creating unsafe situations at several intersections. This ordinance will allow necessary traffic enforcement when vehicles are parking within 10 feet of a stop sign, and of course then a yield sign if the ordinance passes. And in my mind, this ordinance really just closes a gap in the current code, thereby making our intersections safer for motorists, bicycles, and pedestrians.
For the areas where this is a problem, is there any kind of like signage or communication effort or a first infraction-free kind of thing so people get trained that this is a change? Because there's probably people who've done this for years illegally and wouldn't maybe aren't listening to this meeting.
Right.
Might have better things to do tonight.
Right. We were not anticipating on any sort of public education, just because right now, currently, you cannot park within 10 feet of a stop sign. Now you wouldn't be able to park within 10 feet of a yield sign. I don't know that it... I think it may be common knowledge that you can't in most cases. And in fact, I think the state code requires you to not park within 10 feet of a yield sign now. The Iowa City code doesn't. So we weren't planning on it, but I think we certainly could do some outreach and some education.
But say that again, you said it is required by the...
I think the state code, already,
Okay.
Yes, disallows parking within 10 feet of a yield
this
sign,
just
but
enables,
the city code does not.
Okay.
Correct.
So in essence, this is just codifying what is... would be enforced anyway by state?
It wouldn't be enforced now because it's not in the city code.
Okay,
but I think
okay.
it's mostly
so
just
it's
sort
just
of closing a gap. And that's why we weren't really anticipating a lot of public education.
Okay.
But it certainly wouldn't hurt.
Okay.
I think it's a good idea. I'm just, you know, people who've been doing it lawfully for a long time, just consider that.
Yeah. I do think the community service officers and police will be
generous.
Lenient, yes, I would say, for some time. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Public discussion. Anyone online? No one online? Anyone in the public? Okay, council discussion.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Roll call, please.
Alter?
Yes.
Burgess?
Yes.
Dunn?
Yes.
Harmson?
Yes.
Moe?
Yes.
Salih?
Yes.
Teague?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0. Okay, 9C, taxi cab and pedicab regulation, an ordinance amended Title 5 entitled Business and License Regulation, Chapter 2 entitled Tax Cabs and Pedicabs, Section 2 entitled Business License to change the time period of the license term, Section 5 entitled Vehicles Requirements to remove the color scheme requirement for vehicles, and Section 10 entitled Pedicab to remove the color scheme requirement for the pedicab. This is a second consideration, but the staff is requesting expedited action. May I have a motion to waive the second consideration?
I move that the rule requiring that ordinances must be considered and voted on for passage at two council meetings prior to the meeting at which it is to be finally passed be suspended, that the first consideration and vote be waived, and that the ordinance be given second consideration and vote at this time.
Second, Mo.
Moved by Alter, second by Mo. Public discussion. I see no one. Council discussion.
I'm just glad that this is being cleared up so that it can make this easier for the taxis.
Roll call, please.
Burgess?
Yes.
Dunn?
Yes.
Harmson?
Yes.
Mo?
Yes.
Salih?
Yes.
Teague?
Yes.
Alter?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0. Now motion to pass and adopt.
So moved, Mo.
Second.
Moved by Mo, second by Alter. Roll call, please.
Dunn?
Yes.
Harmson?
Yes.
Mo?
Yes.
Salih?
Yes.
Teague?
Yes.
Alter?
Yes.
Burgess?
Motion
yes.
to pass.
Oh.
Thank you, Alter. Burgess. Okay, Bush's bus is 7-0. Item number 9D, fiscal year 25 utility rate public hearing. An ordinance amending Title 3 entitled City Finance, Taxation and Fee, Chapter 4 entitled Schedule of Fee Rate Change, Bond, Fine and Penalties of the City Code to increase and change charges and fees. And this is, I need a motion to pass and adopt.
So moved, Mo.
Second, Alter.
Moved by Mo, second by Alter. Public discussion. Council discussion. Roll call, please.
Harmson?
Yes.
Mo?
Yes.
Salih?
Yes.
Teague?
Yes.
Alter?
Yes.
Burgess?
Yes.
Dunn?
Yes.
Moshe's Bass is 7-0. Item 9E, parking and traffic engineering camera. An ordinance amended Title 9 entitled Motor Vehicles and Traffic, Chapter 11 entitled Traffic Camera, Torres and License Plate Recognition System, Section 2 entitled Definition of to allow transportation services to use automatic license plate recognition system or device for parking purposes, and to clarify the definition of automatic traffic civilian system or device. And this is, I need a motion to pass and adopt.
I have an amendment for this one.
If you have amended.
Well, let's get the resume or the ordinance on the table.
We need just a motion to put it on the table, right?
So moved, Mo.
Second, Alter.
Moved by Mo, second by Alter. Now, I think we can do the amendment now.
But can propose it.
Yes, or unless you.
Or discuss. Or
have discussion.
Or discussion, just in general.
Yeah, so I can just go over what I will procedurally propose after I discuss it. I think you all should see a late handout that includes, for Councillor Burgess and Mayor Teague, it'll be in your email. I sent the suggestions that I had relevant to our discussion at our prior council meeting for amendment. That is based on our discussion, I believe reaches the goals that majority of council agreed upon. Apologies for the late. I've been having some family issues that I've been dealing with. That's why I'm not there today. I'm hopeful that council will consider the requests. And just for the sake of the public and folks that are there in person, I am happy to read those amendments. So specifically with relation to the automatic license plate reader or license plate recognition systems, the text that would be amended is the same as is proposed by the city attorney, except for the following: automatic license plate recognition systems or devices installed in city parking ramps or on city parking department vehicles primarily used for parking enforcement are not included in this definition. As I detailed in that email, I'm also open, depending on the city attorney's office sensibilities, primarily through or not necessarily exclusively. I know that was a discussion from our last meeting, but I thought that the use of primarily would address that, as primarily would not generally be used for something that is exclusive. The other section relating to automatic traffic surveillance systems or devices, you'll see that there were two emails sent about that. There was a typo in the first one, but again, the language is consistent with the city attorney's office, except for the following: specific streets and traffic engineering division cameras installed at intersections with traffic signals or roundabouts, used primarily, though not exclusively, for traffic engineering and study, shall not be included in this definition, only by authorization by resolution passed by the Iowa City City Council. I would, if there's any discussion on that, I guess we would probably have to a motion to amend. So I would motion to amend the proposal based on the following, on that language.
I have basic questions about where exactly, you do signal about like, okay, at the automatic traffic surveillance system or device, but I'm really not sure where you want to see that inserted.
So the language is at the end of each of those sections. So if you look at the red line document that was included at the end of each of those paragraphs where they include language where it has like the carve out that says this is not that, these are just slightly changed versions of that language that was in the red line document, more in line with what I was thinking about, and specifically not carving out broad swaths for entire camera systems. So this is towards the bottom of that where it has detailed a paragraph where, we're giving an exception.
So this is not in reference to the ordinance that's in our packet as it's written right now.
This is an amendment to the ordinance in the packet.
That correct. I do understand. I'm trying to find where in the ordinance you would have these things inserted. And you're saying at the
So it's at the it's within here. Let me pull it up here. 1 second, I can be more specific.
Just to I'm struggling to is I am looking at the memo from the from our city attorney or city council from August 15th. Is that what you're you're not amending that memo?
The section where it says neither transportation services department license plate recognition systems or devices nor streets and traffic engineering division cameras are included in this definition. Under the automatic traffic surveillance systems or device, that on page 2 of the proposed ordinance that's in the packet, that would be replaced with the second paragraph that I read and that is detailed in your late handout, whereas the same line, which is under the automatic license plate recognition system, neither transportation services department license plate recognition systems or devices nor streets and traffic engineering division camera systems are included in this definition. That would be replaced with the first item that I read. Sorry to go backwards, that might be confusing, but that line of text is what I am proposing be amended to what is detailed in your late handout.
And how does that work, so if there is a motion on the floor already?
Well, he's moving to amend, and so there'll need to be a second, if there's a second to Councilor Dunn's amendments. Motion.
So before we discuss his amendments, there needs to be a second to his amendments.
Right. Okay, I second.
And also, Mayor Pro Tem, I know the city attorney is on
Zoom
too,
and he will. That's what I'm asking.
Right.
Do we let the city attorney first talk to us about the amendment he made? And after that's what I was trying to do it that way.
Sure.
So maybe
now that we
have
a second, sure.
Yeah, can we give a chance to the city attorney to talk about this, please?
Sure. Can you folks hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Well, per your discussion on your August 6th meeting, I prepared on August 7th what I perceived to be the council's will for, I should say, Councilor Dunn's will for a motion to amend and then sent that around. Based on the communication we received today, it sounds like Councilor Dunn would like to alter that language that I had prepared somewhat and has now moved that the ordinance amendment be amended in the way that he described. I'm afraid we don't have a fully clean version, to my knowledge, of what he's proposing, but I believe if you look at the email that he sent to council, I believe at 3:28 p.m. today, as modified in an email sent at 3:33 p.m. today, you can see the language that he's advancing to alter or amend the original ordinance amendment that has passed for two readings. The two things I would comment on thus far are as follows. One, in the description of the automatic license plate recognition systems, Councilor Dunn used language primarily used for parking enforcement, and then indicated that primarily, though not necessarily exclusively, would be fine with him too. I think the first version, primarily used for parking enforcement, is fine. I think that primarily makes it clear that it's, you know, at least 51% of its use is for traffic enforcement. So I think the, though not necessarily exclusively, is implied. But if we use that language, we would want to mirror that language with the specific streets and traffic engineering division cameras below. At present, as I understand it, he offers language that includes the phrase used primarily, though not exclusively, for traffic engineering and study. I would suggest that we just use the language used primarily for traffic engineering and says traffic engineering and study.
I'm happy
yes,
to support
okay.
that.
Yeah. Okay. Great. The second thing I would note is that I believe that all of the changes, including the ones that came via email this afternoon, would be non-substantive, and thus council could move forward with the third reading with one exception, and that's the last sentence under the traffic camera definition, and that's the reference to only by authorization by a resolution passed by the Iowa City City Council. I believe that would be a substantive change if this council were to adopt that. I think you would need to move forward with the first reading today and then have two subsequent readings in order to finally adopt and pass that change.
Can you kind of detail as to why it's a substantive change?
Sure. The first reason is that it adds an additional step for council approval. The original amendment that put forth or that was put forth just basically described all traffic engineering cameras. And at this point, if you were to adopt, if council were to adopt this as Councilor Dunn has offered this amendment, there would be no cameras exempted at this moment because there has been no resolution approved by council detailing the intersections and roundabouts upon which traffic cameras could be used. I'm not suggesting that I've got any reason to believe that council wouldn't at some later date adopt every intersection, but I don't know that. And because of that additional requirement and the lack of certainty that all traffic engineering cameras would, in fact, be listed in such a resolution, I think that would have to be considered a substantive change.
Okay, I think that makes sense. I'd be willing to strike that last line, not the last line, you know, but that substantive change from the proposed amendment. So it would read something to the effect of, you know, the intersections are excluded, but, you know, keeping the non-system-wide language and the primarily used language.
Why don't I read through it as I understand you are now proposing it, just so we're all on the same page. I think it would read, and please correct me if I'm wrong, because this is ultimately your motion, specific streets and traffic engineering division cameras installed at intersections with traffic signals or roundabouts used primarily for traffic engineering and study shall not be included in this definition, period.
Correct.
Eric, this is Megan. Does this change any of the intent? I'm circling all the way back to sort of the
ordinance amendment put forth.
Yes, to the 30,000 foot. The intention of this is to allow the police, when there has been a crime committed, to be able to access footage from traffic cameras, or I'm sorry, from parking and traffic cameras to help aid that their investigations.
Yes, to lend clarity to what has otherwise been a bit ambiguous
in terms of language
at present. Okay. Yes, this would make it clear that that would be permissible.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. Can you just tell us what direction we should go on this?
Procedurally, I think.
Like, do we proceed with the motion to?
Well, I think maybe a friendly amendment. Well, I'll let the city attorney chime in then.
Well, yes, I would first want to hear that Councilor Dunn is okay with the friendly amendment. I think I understood him to confirm that was all right. I would want to also get confirmation from the second. I can't recall. I think maybe Mayor Pro Tem made the second that's okay with her.
Yes.
I see you're nodding your head. And then finally, I would think that we would want to invite public comment at this point.
Okay. Now public discussion. Okay. No public discussion. Council discussion.
Just want to make sure before I vote on this, I'm crystal clear because obviously trying to digest this on, you know, just in the last, since 3:30 this afternoon and then incorporate that new thing. So I'm looking at the ordinance that's proposed in our packet just to make sure everybody knows what I'm looking at. I'm looking at Section 1 Amendment The paragraph that starts off with the all-in-bold automatic license plate recognition system. At the bottom of that paragraph, the proposed changes that came to us from city staff are underlined, and they read, neither transportation services department license plate recognition systems or devices, nor streets and traffic engineering division camera systems are included in this definition. If I just make sure I'm understanding, Councillor Dunn is saying, remove that part, correct, and then replace that with specific streets and traffic engineering division cameras, camera systems installed at intersections with traffic signals or roundabouts used primarily, though not exclusively, for traffic engineering and study shall not be included in this definition, period. Am I correct. Understanding that we're swapping out those two things and then same thing, swapping out similarly in the following paragraph that begins automatic traffic surveillance system or device? Is that Have I got that
correct.
Right?
Yes. Correct.
Yes. There were a few changes within, excuse me, that Eric had suggested of after used primarily, strike, though not exclusively.
Right, if I may, Council, I think it's probably best thought of in a couple of steps. One was the version that has passed two readings. That's with the underlying language that begins with neither transportation services department license plate, et cetera, et cetera. But then I proposed following last council discussion on behalf of Councilor Dunn some language that changed it instead from saying neither transportation services department to just start with automatic license plate recognition systems or devices, et cetera. And that has further been amended as part of his motion to amend this evening by Councilor Dunn in the way that I read earlier, such that the license plate, automatic license plate recognition system language that we were changing would now read automatic license plate recognition systems or devices installed in city parking ramps or on city parking department vehicles primarily used for parking enforcement are not included in this definition, period. That would be the only change to the definition of automatic license plate recognition systems. The second part of the ordinance amendment, as originally proposed, included language that we were adding that read neither transportation systems department license, et cetera, would now read instead specific streets and traffic engineering division cameras installed at intersections with traffic signals or roundabouts used primarily for traffic engineering and study shall not be included in this definition, period. And those are both new additions, that is language that would just be added on to the end of that definition of automatic traffic surveillance system or device.
Thank you for that clarification. Mm-hmm. I have another question, but I've been monopolizing time. Did somebody else want to jump in?
This is more of a procedural question. We have an option to pass the ordinance as it has already been passed in two meetings. We have an option to pass an ordinance with an amendment as presented by our city staff, or we have an option to pass this with amendments by Councilor Dunn. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we are only talking about the amendments presented by Councilor Dunn right now, just mm-hmm. to be real crystal clear on where we're at.
Well, mm-hmm.
Well,
to be clear, right now there are only two options. There is the original version that you've passed for two readings, or the, I'll say, final version from Councillor Dunn. The version that I proposed
was
intended to be from Councillor Dunn, but Councillor Dunn amended it before he made his motion to amend. So that version is not on the table unless someone else wishes to move and second it after the decision on this motion to amend. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So then my last question then, and this comes to mind in our discussion, just want to be crystal clear. I know, and this was brought to my mind just here a few days ago, we had a member of our community, an older member of our community, and a search was initiated because out of concern for their health and safety. And I'm guessing that in a situation, that would be one of the situations, although I know city staff hasn't had time to prep for this question, but that would be something that law enforcement and other public safety would use cameras if they had an idea of where this person might have been to try and find them. I want to make sure, I bring that up because that made it in the forefront of my mind again, want to make sure that for public safety reasons and criminal investigations that underneath the policies that our city manager's office already has in place, that we will retain that ability, because I just think those are critical public safety considerations. So, city attorney, is that, will Councilor Dunn's amendment leave those public safety functions in place?
Those functions would be in place either under the version that has passed two readings or under Councilor Dunn's version.
I think the city manager was going to speak, and I may have interrupted. I'm sorry.
I agree with the city attorney.
And okay. I'm struggling to understand the difference between the amendment crafted by our attorney versus the one crafted by Councilor Dunn. What's the difference?
Yes.
What's the effect that you're trying to make?
So if you recall from our conversation, the really big thing that I wanted to avoid was excluding entire camera systems. This excludes cameras used for a specific purpose in a specific way, primarily, but it does not exclude every single camera that is operated by, you know, the Traffic Services Department. I believe that functionally it has the same effect as is desired by staff. I think that that is demonstrated by the responses from the city attorney and the city manager, but it does not exclude an entire system. And that is what, you know, the four counselors, you know, at our last meeting indicated that people were comfortable with doing, so long as the law enforcement functions, as Councilor Harmson, you know, so aptly indicated, were preserved, which is the intent of the amendment.
We have a motion now on the floor. There is no more discussion.
On the amendment?
We have a first and second.
On the amendment.
On the amendment.
On the amendment that provided by Council Dunn. Yeah.
Okay. Mo?
Yes.
Salih?
Yes.
Teague?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Burgess?
Yes.
Dunn?
Yes.
Harmson?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0. Okay, and what else we do then now? We have another motion right in the floor also. The first one that to adopt.
But it's moot, so.
Okay, now.
Well, hold on. So we passed the motion to amend the ordinance, but I think you still need to have the third and final reading. I think that motion is already on the table.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yes. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, so I'm following.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We have a motion and we have a second. Public discussion? Council discussion? Roll call, please.
Salih?
No.
Teague?
Yes.
Alter?
Yes.
Burgess?
No.
Dunn?
No.
Harmson?
Yes.
Moll?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-3. Yes, 4-3. Then? Yeah, sure. I guess. Can I have a motion to accept correspondent?
So moved, Mo.
Second? May I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Move by Mo, second by Alter. And all in favor, say aye.
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 Again, same sign. Okay. Motion passes 7-0. All right. That was weird. Okay. Item 9F. Adopting Tax Increment Financial Policy. Resolution adopting City of Iowa City Tax Increment Finance TIF Policy. And yes, this is, I would like to have a motion.
So moved.
Okay.
Second
by Mo. And now we have Rachel to address us, or if you have any comment. I think we speak about this many times, and you presented last time all the changes that had been made, and I encourage the council to vote on this if you don't have any other discussion. So I will open it for the public discussion. And now council discussion.
Did we do a motion and second?
Councilor
Halter moved and I seconded.
I'm sorry.
Yes, we did.
And we did public comment. And I just say that the policy that you guys have before you just really modifies the sustainability section. I think we've maintained a very clear signals, our strong commitment to climate action, but added flexibility for staff to have some judgment calls. Mm-hmm. I think we have gotten a good place there. And then we added a small portion to be very, very clear about this is the policy, not actually the agreement language that would be ironed out during that agreement. And every single TIF agreement would come before council for approval.
Two things that I was struck by. One was that I really liked that clarifying language, and I cannot remember whether it was specific in that or if it was in the climate sustainability. I believe it was in the climate action piece, but about having to demonstrate over time. I mean, the climate action needs to be sustainable, and then needs to, and that's an expectation. So I appreciated that language as well in the climate action, because part of it.
The climate action section, too, I think got more robust to acknowledge the growing number of TIF projects that we are doing that are small things that are really meaningful. You know, putting in LED lights, maybe having a high-efficiency air compressor. There's all kinds of really positive things we're doing in the vein of climate action that aren't exactly 21 South Lynn Street. You know, like, there's a lot of cool stuff we're doing that's not just this pretty special once every 5 or 10 years kinds of projects. So I think we're at a much better place today than we were before.
Thank you for all the work that the Economic Committee and staff put into mm-hmm. this and the revisions.
Thanks.
I echo that, yeah. Any other discussion? Okay, roll call, please.
Teague?
Yes.
Alter?
Yes.
Burgess?
Yes.
Dunn?
Yes.
Harmson?
Yes.
Moe?
Yes.
Salih.
Yes, motion passes 7-0. And we are in our last item. Item number 10, announce of vacant previous. Announce of vacant previous by Public Art Advisory Committee. 1 vacance to fill an unexpired term upon appointed December 1st, 2026. Appointment must be received by 5 p.m. Tuesday, September 10, 2024. Airport Zoning Board of Adjustment, 1 vacant to fill a 5-year term, January 1st, 2024, December 31st, 2028. Airport Zoning Commission, 1 vacant to fill 6-year term from January 1st, 2024 to December 31st, 2029. Board of Appeals, 1 vacant to fill an expired term upon appointment December 31st to 2028. Historic Preservation Commission, and this is Jefferson Street. 1 vacant to fill a 3-year term from January 1st, 2022 to June 30th, 2025 for an expired term. So, Historic Preservation Commission, Woodlawn Avenue, 1 vacant to fill an unexpired term, plus a 3-year term upon appointed from January 30th, 2027. And I guess vacants will be remain open until filled. Now, the item number 11, City Council informations.
Just wanted to send a great big welcome back to all of the University of Iowa students who start class on Monday, and a big, happy new school year to all of the students and teachers in the Iowa City School District and other schools in town that start on Friday. And good luck to all of the parents with all of the running and moving and last minute school shopping and everything else. Exciting time of year.
I'd just like to say that last week I had a chance to go to Pennsylvania and look at a train. We are currently studying an option to do a thing called pop-up metro, which is very interesting. It would be a use of the Crandic line. There's also an ongoing study being conducted by the MPO that's mostly done or done for bus rapid transit using that same train line is a dedicated bus line, and there's also a previous train study. So I think in the very near future, we'll have three really interesting regional transportation things to consider. And it's my goal to write up some notes for council on that trip to Pennsylvania. Very, very cool looking train. And it's quiet, and I got to drive it.
Nice. Councillor Moe and I also attended the Iowa City Farmers Market for a listening post last Saturday. That was great. It was great to hear from folks about a variety of issues, including plenty of road issues. So we've Councillor Moe has been in contact, and I've been CC'd on those emails. So I don't want to say credit where credit is not due, but we're following up with those as a city entity and trying to figure out some things there. But as always, it's a great time. KCRG actually came down and sniped me for an interview about the tobacco ordinance. So more information is going out about that.
Well, I want to say thanks to Mayor Pro Tem for presiding over the meeting today. Thank you so much. And for all you've done over the past while I've been busy attending to a few other things and representing the city at different places. I wanted to mention that this weekend on Saturday, 12:30 to 8:30 is the Latino Fest. So I encourage everybody to come down to the Ped Mall in the South District. We have from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. back to school. This is a kind of a partnership with the Black Voices Project, and I know our police department to kind of give some back to school bags to students that need it. And then as we did here, the Housing Trust Fund of Johnson County is celebrating their 20th year, and that is going to be Wednesday, the 28th, 5 p.m. to 6:30. And they do such great work and really appreciate all that they do. And then, of course, next weekend will be the first home football game, so definitely plan your routes.
It seems like everybody's sort of reactivating, because I actually have some notes from the Better Together 2030 board. They have been very assiduous in looking at five different pillars that are important through the city or through the county and the region. Number one is actually there's an initiative they have gotten behind passing the conservation bond that will be coming up in November through the county. And they have raised almost all the money they want to begin their advocacy and education campaign for this. But one of the things that they wanted to remind is that the first $20 million of the last bond that they did supported 15 different projects throughout the area, including a number of all of the trails that are around here, particularly connecting out into Coralville. So anyway, that was one pillar that they are working on. Another, pillars 2, 3, and 4, they're really looking at strategic investment districts, identifying places throughout the county where they can really lend their strength and their advocacy and their expertise to emerging commercial markets and to emerging commercial markets and merging it with affordable housing. They're going to have them identified by September, and they are across Johnson County, but they also believe in working, not having to work from scratch, and so their model is Invest Des Moines. And so it seems like there can be some really exciting and interesting possibilities. They've also been doing some really great business supports in the IT, legal, and HR kind of arenas to help with walk-ins from entrepreneurs and small businesses. And additionally, they're connecting these entrepreneurs and small business owners to grant opportunities that they are putting out. There's $425,000 in grants available to underestimated business community. So that's, as I find out more, I will let you all know. They're continuing their work on broadband infrastructure and childcare. There is kind of a discussion and conversation combined at the public library September 17th from 5 to 6:30. Lori Nash is going to provide an overview, and then there will be a panel discussing sort of the needs that they see in the city, or in the region. And my gosh, I have tons of notes, but I think I've hit the high points. And if I have missed them, my apologies, Katie.
Any another counselor? Okay, city manager report.
Not tonight, thank you.
And city attorney office report?
No.
City clerk?
I do not have anything.
Okay, that was easy. And now it's time to adjourn.
No, it's just knocking on wood.
Oh, I thought maybe you have something to say before
ma'am.
We. I need a motion to adjourn, please.
So moved, Mo.
Moved by Mo.
Second, Teague.
Second by Teague. And all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign.